Well, good morning. It is 6:17 a.m. on Wednesday, May 17th, 2023. 60 degrees. Morning. Which is halfway between 15 and 16 degrees Celsius. 82% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Oh, glucose is 117. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. You'll notice a subtle difference in the sound quality. I remembered last night that I had bought two of the Bluetooth microphones on the off chance that I might at some point have a guest to join me on the walk. And thought, well, great. So if the one I was using wasn't taking a charge, then I'll just use this one. This will be my backup. So I plugged it in and it did the same thing. It didn't stay lit. It didn't turn green eventually. The light is red when it's charging and then it's green when it's charged. And it didn't take the charge. At least I don't think it did. I mean, I have to assume the light is telling me true that it's not fully charged. So it's the cable, I guess? I don't know, but it's concerning. So I had a spare converter for the wired mic, and that's what I'm using today. This unreliability, this instability in the tech is making me anxious. I'm not sure what the solution is, but hopefully this will work for now. I'll order up some new converters and everything will be fine. Another glorious morning in Portland. It's queued up for some really nice weather. They're talking about 70s in the coming days. Sunshine. It's like, dang, this is... News cautions me, don't tell people how nice the weather actually is out here. Let them think it's all cold and dreary and gray and rainy all the time so they don't come out and move here. But dang, it's been beautiful. I'm here for it. Had a lovely evening with Eric yesterday. Picked him up at the Hampton Inn Airport. And we drove downtown. Eric is something of an architecture aficionado, which is not surprising because that's his job. He works for an architecture and engineering firm, and he was out here. They do a lot of ADA compliant work, making sure that ramps and stairs and other mandated specifications are in place for various structures around the country. And that's what he was doing out here, was doing the initial survey of a variety of sites. So we went downtown and just kind of strolled around for like an hour looking at all the cool architecture in Portland. I swear, dude has forgotten more about architecture than I'll ever know. I'm talking about postmodernist trends, and that thing over there is an example of this school of architecture. And it was cool because he was able to give me the practical boots on the ground perspective of such things, and how architects and engineers actually view this type or that type of architectural aesthetic. And like anything else, it's a passionate and contentious area where if you're into this architect, it's like, oh geez, that definitely marks you, Powell's, as this type of individual, blah blah blah. It was intriguing. We hit Powell's, we hit the s'mores place. Said, "Ooh, we're near a s'mores place. Would you like to have dessert before we do dinner?" "Don't tempt me with a good time, sir," he says. It's like, okay. So we had s'mores at the 1927 s'mores place. So good. And went to Powell's, and then had dinner at Jake's Seafood, which was stellar, just stellar. That place remains a high watermark for good food downtown. So yeah, it was good to see Eric. I haven't seen him in person for years. So we had a good time. Tonight, gonna go on a tiki adventure. I actually drove by the place we're gonna be at tonight on my way to Eric's. So kind of bookmarked that in my brain. It's like, I know where this is going to be. I know we're going to have particular challenges parking because it's on Broadway. And Broadway is not a street that you park on lightly. So yeah, but that'll be fun. I'm already picking out my Hawaiian shirt. I will represent at the tiki bar. Which will be fun. It's interesting. I do enjoy following Brother Zig on the Facebooks and the Twitters. Because Brother puts out some intriguing missives and essays and rants, and he rarely rants. He's not a ranter, but he does explore some intriguing thought forms and ideas and perspectives. And this morning he put out one that led off with this observation that kind of struck me. In Star Wars, Brother Zig is a nerd, so of course there's going to be a Star Wars kickoff to a much more in-depth perspective of things. But in Star Wars, Darth Vader spends years, decades, facilitating carnage and murder and mayhem and destruction. Countless lives lost, cities, planets devastated. And then at the end of his life, he does one good thing and goes to heaven. And I never really thought of that when I was watching the series. And my initial reaction is, holy crap, you're right. What the hell? How does that work? How is that justice? How is that fair and equitable? You know, ask the families of the people that were harmed by his actions directly, and ask them if that was fair and just. The story is told from Luke's perspective, and you know, that was Luke's ambition, was to redeem his father, and so he succeeded, and yay, and there's dancing in the streets. But from a broader perspective, that's not balanced. That's not justice. And then it got me thinking, it's like, so how does redemption work then? When you commit an offense, whatever, it doesn't have to be murder and the destruction of planets, but when you transgress against someone or someone's, at what point are the scales balanced again? And it requires, you know, this whole perspective requires this objective view of the balance, you know, the nature of justice, and how do you weigh that? You know, I'm not a big advocate of you know, going to hell or whatever. But by the same token, I don't know. On the one hand, you know, it would be nice to know that redemption is possible, but the notion that consequences, and I don't want to say compensation, but you know, paying for your crimes, see, that's almost transactional. And I don't think the world, I mean, well, the human world works that way. I don't think the universe works that way. Or does it? I mean, you get what you give. You know, give what you get. Give what you want to get in the world. Be the change you want to be in the world. So there is a dialogue there. There is a relationship there. And relationship is give and take. It is dialogue. It is exchange. Maybe I don't know. This is something I will continue to ponder on, and perhaps you will as well. But I am well and truly through Jameson Square, so I'm going to have to leave that particular thought a dangling thread for consideration later. I need to wrap this up for a Wednesday. The pivot point, the axis between the beginning and the end. The shifting of the weight on the teeter-totter as we slide gracefully into a weekend. I hope you have a lovely Wednesday. I hope, I don't know, if you seek redemption, I hope you find it. I hope your tech works. I hope you have an opportunity to hang out with friends, either virtually or in person. That covers all the themes of the walk. No bacon from Lovejoy this morning. What the hell, guys? But however it goes down, hold on to those words of Zigzag Claiborne. Despite everything, y'all, create. Add to the world. Show your power in generous and formative ways. And I will tell you to love fearlessly. Because when you add love into that equation, you cannot help but create things of beauty. That's what love does. And I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.